Good morning. After 27 traveling, speaking at 2 mission conferences and another 3 conferences, I arrived home almost, very sick. And then yesterday, Friday, Sumo asked me, should I call Pastor Tom and ask him to prepare to preach? Because I couldn't open my eyes. And then when I want to do devotion, I couldn't read. I can't pray. So I say, Lord, what should I do? So I just type in YouTube. I say Christian song, and this one came out, and really encouraged me a lot, because in spite of all the, so-called unfortunate, like a baby born with blind and with sickness, a lot of people, naturally will say why and start complaining. But when I listened to this 13 years old boy singing, this one was recorded on March 2014. Now he is 18 years old. So I just praise the Lord, because no matter what, as he say, I want to see the hand of our Lord. I want to see his mercy, his love. So that's really encouraging me. So let's read a few verses from Psalm 150 this morning. Yeah, let's read Psalm together. Do we have it? No? Okay. Yeah, let me just read the first 2 verses. Praise God and praise the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him. Recently, I finished my devotion with Psalm 150 chapter, or 150 Psalms. I found that for Christian, the most difficult thing to do is to praise the Lord. Do you understand what do I mean? Because when I read through the Psalm, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, it appears so many times. And then the way the psalmist praise the Lord is so deep and so personal. I found like I have been serving the Lord for almost 40 years. I couldn't relate to that kind of praising, because I realized that my praising, my relation with the Lord is so shallow. Still a lot I don't understand. And then just look at the fact that, Christopher, he was born in this kind of situation. I don't know, what do you think about him? If I am his dad, what do I think? I would feel like, God, where are you? Why this happened to my family, to my baby? And then, we have a lot of things that we can praise the Lord, but at the same time, as Christian, we may face a lot of so-called, unfortunate, and something happened that is beyond our control, and is sad, and is not really know what next, and what should we go on? Because, we have been praying for my missionary colleague. Jeff was kidnapped in Burkina Faso, West Africa, for 3 years already. I mean, we don't know, serving the Lord as missionary overseas, and then things happen to him. And recently we heard that the ISIS in the Sahara Desert said that he is still alive. So we still have some hope there. But how can we praise the Lord in this kind of situation? This morning I received another email from my weekly friend saying that in Cameroon, another weekly translator was killed by the radical Muslim. And my heart just saying, okay, we are serving the Lord, and we are supposed to be blessed. We are supposed, to be, like a light and, salt in the world, and everybody should appreciate us. And why we got killed, and the things like that happen. And I lead a Silk Road trip once every year. So after the third trip, that was a few months ago, And then most of us was asked by the police to interview, and they are looking for me also. So you see, so things like that happen. So what, you know, how can you praise the Lord? You know, where is the power of our Lord? What is he doing? So it's very real issue for us Christian. We really appreciate God if he bless us every day, you know, we give us good health, and then with good relationship, and then good church, a good family, good schooling, everything. You know, we expect that because we pray for that almost every day. But things doesn't appear as what we pray or we wish. Then what should we do? Can we praise the Lord? Can we, you know, in that kind of circumstances, we still can see the power, the love of our God? That is something that we Christian, we need to, you know, really, you know, we need to dip into it and to understand this. So a lot of things happening, it may not be encouraging to us at all, you know, but in spite of all this, you know, the boys ask us, you know, just to open our eyes to see, not from our eyes, but from our heart, what our God is doing, what our God is doing. So, you know, a lot of things just encourage me day by day, you know, in spite of bad news sometimes that, you know, come across us and we don't know the answer. You know, like in September, I was in Singapore. I was so encouraged by six people joining our mission. You know, I was in the guest house, so all those candidates want to become missionary, you know, stay in the guest house. So the first one came in was from Kazakhstan. You know, I don't even really sure how to pronounce it. But he came, he's a young man, 33 years old. You know, his name is Talon. He graduated from Asbury, Tennessee, I know. And then he came to Singapore to join the orientation, just get ready before he and his family go on the mission field. I asked him, how do you know about SIM? I mean, Kazakhstan is so far away. I mean, we don't have SIM missionary there. We don't have any office there. So he told me his stories. So, you know, he went to Istanbul, have a meeting, and then met someone from Jordan, the Arabian missionary. Happened that he is an SIM missionary, and the story is so long. But I just saying that, you know, God brings you all the way from Kazakhstan to Singapore and to prepare and go back to the mission field. I was so touched. God is doing mighty things, you know, in spite of a lot of, you know, things happening. It's not supposed to be that way. And then at that night, another family came. This family is from India. And this family, they serve in a region that is so dangerous, so remote. They don't even have internet. And they are, you know, at the border of Pakistan. They call it Kashmir area. You know, it's a lot of problem in between Christian and Muslim and also Hinduism. And I asked him, why do you come here and join SIM? I mean, just listen to his story. I just feel like, wow, God is so good. He is calling people. He is, both of them are Koreans, but he doesn't really speak good Korean because he 3 years old, his parents brought the family to China. So he grew up in China. His Mandarin is better than Korean. And then he married a Korean girl a few months before. So she speaks English and Korean, but not Chinese. And then, so it's so interesting. So I talked to them and, you know, they were just on fire for the Lord. I just see, you know, God just bring people from all the corners to be ready to serve the Lord. The world is suffering from all kinds of injustice, and a lot of things happening. But God is still in control. So praise the Lord for that. You know, and then, you know, this trip, I was so touched also. I was in Hong Kong for a few days. you know the news about Hong Kong. It's a very different situation now. I was in Hong Kong 76 to 80. I studied in a seminary there, and then my understanding, my the Hong Kong that I know is no more there. It's so different now, so different. And after 6 or 8 o'clock, everybody, you're supposed to be at home. You don't wandering around the street. That's very different Hong Kong. And then I have a few meetings there with people. People scared to come out. It's very different. So, we need to pray for Hong Kong situation. I don't know how God will lead us. But anyway, in another occasion, we have 50 people came out from mainland China. So we have 7 days together. Just from early morning to late night, we have a meeting and discussion. And then a lot of Chinese from mainland China, they are, so ready to serve the Lord anywhere God called them. So we have a lot of opportunity to share and to encourage them. And some of them decide to join SIM, some of them know that's okay, but I'm so encouraged. And then, one day we went to a tribal people group. The tribal people, they are staying in the long houses. Anyone heard about long houses? Yeah, just one veranda outside without cover, another veranda is where the common meeting place, they can come out and eat. And the third row is their room to sleep in. The fourth row is is their kitchen, and then they can washing clothing or whatever. But anyway, long houses, the whole village is in one house, very long house. They have, one door per family. So if you just look at how many doors, how many family in this long house or village, and they have a headman for the long house. So I brought all the 50 Chinese from mainland China to visit the long house. And it was so amazing to see them, because the night I shared with them, I came up, I say, Puji Tuhan, this is in Malay, in Indonesian, just saying the praise the Lord. And the whole longhouse people respond in Amen, so loud. And it was so wonderful, because I have been to longhouse so many times, but this time was very different. Why? So when I told them that when I was young, when I was 9, 10 years old, I need to be a security guard, standing along the riverside, and then I bring a wooden stick, and then another, you call it gong gong, whatever, you make noises when you see the Iban people came with their boat. You need to make noises, gong 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 gong. That means Iban, they are coming to look for our head. They need to cut a head and, to dedicate to their new building. Whenever they have new building, those Iban people, they are on the other side of the river. When they start a new building, they put a red cross, piece of cross on there, and they cannot continue to build until they, cut someone's head and hang the head there. That was my early years. So when I was 9 to 10 years old, quite often, not really many times, but I remember several times, I was so scared, standing in the dark until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the night, and then I was looking at the river if Iban people came or not. And then if they came, I need to make sound, so all the village will come out with stick, with weapon, and scare away the Iban people. Those Iban people, they, traditionally they are enemies. Animism, they cut heads, hunt heads to contribute to their god to protect them. So that night I was with the Chinese group, you know, from mainland China. So I say praise the Lord, because today we are safe here because I don't see scouts. In the early days, even 10, 20 years ago, if you come with me to Southeast Asia, a lot of places, you come into their longhouses, you need to lower yourself. Like, I'm not high enough, so I'm okay. But if you are more than higher than me, you need to be careful, because you may hit on the scout. They hang on the, like a veranda on the, they don't have ceiling, but they have kind of roof, low roof. You know, a lot of scout, maybe 10, 20, 30, a lot of scouts, you know, they sacrifice for their houses. But anyway, I told them, no, like 30 years ago when I coming here, I need to put something here to protect myself, because when you want to cut me, you cannot go through it, because with a metal or whatever. So I just, you know, praise with them, saying that, you know, because you people believe in Jesus, so life changed. So it was very, very dramatic to see the whole town, the village, the Iban people come to the Lord. You know, what happened? One Christian businessman from Indonesia traveling through the area, and they want to do business with one of the head person in the longhouse area. And then the first time he came, the man he want to see was not there. The second time he came, the man was not there again. So when he wanted to return to his own village, the longhouse people asked him, you know, you say you are Christian, can you pray for, you know, one of the old lady? She was possessed by evil spirit and is dying. So he was forced to pray, and then you know, ask the Lord to deliver her. And then after that, you know, he left. And then third time when he came back, the whole village came out and welcomed him and told him, saying that, you know, you pray for this old lady, and he was healed, and he is healthy. She is healthy now. And a lot of people asked him to pray for their sickness, for everything, for different things. And then, you know, so the businessman become pastor, because they refused to let him go and ask him to tell them about Jesus. So that night it was very interesting, because the pastor was there, and then I just share something about my story. And then I say, I told him about the story about Iban people. This is the Iban longhouse. And everybody is so excited, because the majority of Iban people stay in the area when I grew up. It's not where they are. So they know a lot of people that, you know, they stay in my area when I was young. So we have a very good conversation, and just praise the Lord. And then the whole longhouse, you know, 27 houses, you know, they have just one longhouse, one roof, and they all became Christian. So that was before I came, because of this businessman. And the businessman also shared. I was very encouraged to see that. What I'm saying here is, you know, when we want to praise the Lord, we know that we have difficulties. We know that we have difficulties. But what we might praise the Lord, we know that God is in control, that He is with us. So, brothers and sisters, today, if we want to serve our Lord, you know, just learn how to see from our spiritual eye who is Jesus. You know, this young boy, his name is Christopher. He was born blind. A lot of time we complain. We say, okay, God, you say you are God of love, and why this happened to me? And actually, you know, whoever turn our heart to our Lord, we will see that He is in control. He is going to bless us no matter what. And then serving the Lord, we pray God, saying that everything should go smoothly. But quite often, things doesn't happen that way. So we need to praise the Lord, and then knowing that, you know, He is in control. This is so amazing, so good. So You know, if you read the psalm, there is a lot of psalm talking about praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, I encourage all of us to read psalms, no matter which chapter, you will realize that no matter what the situation is, we praise the Lord because God knows and He understands and He has a special way for us. So we need to depend on Him. This is very important. It's very important. And I just praise the Lord because when I go through, serve the Lord in different places, sometimes, you know, I just experience the Holy Spirit already moving among them, and it's so wonderful to work together with our Lord and to serve Him, you know, with the help of the Holy Spirit. So it's very encouraging. And you know, we have a meeting in Taiwan just last week, actually a week ago. We have 43 of us. We are working hard together how to serve, reach up to the Muslim people around the world. And it was very encouraging to see Chinese, to see Americans, many Americans with one or two other nationalities. We were together, and it's very, very encouraging to see one Chinese from mainland China. He came to US to study his PhD, and then when he came, he wasn't a Christian. And after that, he became a Christian, and then and God really, you know, blessed him through many ways that he became, I don't know, millionaires or billionaires, whatever, become very rich. And he decided to start a foundation to call a lot of people to come together and serve the Lord in two areas. One is to help the Chinese, you know, Christian to receive good theological education. And the second is to support missionary from China to around the world. And that was the meeting I was attending also in Taiwan. It was very encouraging to see, you know, this meeting, because a lot of work had been done in different parts of the world through the cooperative ministry of, you know, Western, like, you know, missionaries of Bible College, and then together with Chinese from mainland China. They reach up to a lot of countries, to a lot of people groups. So those are very encouraging. And so this morning when we talk about you know, what is God doing in this you know, this time, we praise the Lord, because praise God in the sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens, praise Him for His acts of power, praise Him for His surpassing greatness, because God is in control no matter what happened. In spite of a lot of, objection, or another power, they try to minimize what God is doing, and God is in control. So we want to praise the Lord because of what He is doing. So I just want to share with you this encouraging news, in spite of the negative, the discouraging news about missionary kidnapped, about missionary being killed, about a lot of challenges all around the world. But our God is still in control. So praise the Lord. We need to just keep going and trusting Him. And I believe that God is in control, and then He will bring us to see He is still working mightily no matter what. So that's why we have the good reason to continue to serve Him without any discourage or without any fear. We just keep moving. Yeah. So thank you for the time that we can share a little bit together this morning. And then you know, probably I need to sit down. I feel very drowsy. So can we pray now? Yeah, let's pray. Father God, we just want to thank you because of who you are and what you have been doing in this world. And we want to thank you for raising up a lot of missionaries and individual Christians in terms of prayers and care for the need of the world, and then really want to join hands, want to serve you together no matter where we are and no matter in which way we want to serve you together. And just help us to come before you by faith and knowing that God, you are going to do mighty work and mighty things around the world in spite of a lot of challenges that may frighten many people. And we know that God, you are in control and you are the God Almighty, so we can trust you. So just help us to you know, live a life like this Christopher, in spite of blindness and some kind of illness in his life, he you know, he learned how to look to you, not by eyes, but by his heart. With his heart, he can see, he can feel that God, you are the only God, you are the true one. So he can sing praises to you, and he can praise you, and then, you know, he can see the light, he can see the salvation from you. So Lord, just help us to bring this, you know, light into this darkness world. We just want to come before you and ask the Lord, you will bless this church and encourage each one of us and ask ourselves, what can we do for you, Lord? Because we have good eyesight and we have good health, and then we can serve you much more than Christopher, this young boy. So we ask that God, you use us in this time of you know, needs that the world needs the Lord, and a lot of people need to hear about the good news of Jesus Christ. So help us to raise up, to stand firm for you and be your witnesses to this world. We just want to thank you and ask that God, you will bless this church, bless this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.